Now, from making trains to making boats, because a new generation of traditional boat builders will soon start training in Portsmouth. They'll be studying at an international college, which is about to open at Boathouse Number 4. And our East Hampshire and Isle of Wight reporter Dominic Blake joining me with more on this live in Portsmouth today. And also we'll be talking to the yard manager, Jim Brooke-Jones, from the International Boat Building Training College. Good morning to you both.
Good morning, Julian.
Good morning, Julian.
Dominic, from trains being made on the other side of the world to boats made closer to home.
Yes, that's right, Julian. It's very much ancient and modern this morning, isn't it? And with this college, we're talking about people who are going to be working on wooden boats. So the students there are going to be learning not just how to conserve a historic collection at the dockyard, but they're also going to be learning how to build and maintain a whole range of traditional vessels. And the aim is to offer courses there of up to a year and eventually to have full public access to this new international college, which will open in Boathouse Number 4 in the summer, so that visitors can see the boats and the craftsmen actually at work. And I've already been down to the Boathouse to talk to a group of volunteers who've been hard at work on the first wooden boat to be built in Portsmouth for 50 years. This is what they had to say about their love of boat building.
My name's Dave Schofield, and I'm a volunteer here in the boat section, and currently working on this skiff design and with another whole team of people, and we're all contributing and trying to build it as best we can.
And what's the attraction for you? Why give up your valuable time to come here?
Well, it's a totally different change to what I used to do, and it's contributing to keeping traditions alive and skills and passing it on to other people, and we can all learn from each other.
My name is John West and I'm a volunteer here. I've been working here now for about 6 years. As far as I'm concerned, the attraction of coming here is really the weight of history, the weight of family history, as you might say, because my forefathers were shipwrights back to at least 1816, possibly a generation previously to 1760, particularly in the Buckler's Hard area. And I'm the first in the line not to have been a shipwright.
I'm John Parson. I'm a volunteer here at Boathouse 4. It's fascinating, really. We took this whaler over there from a basket case, basically, and now it's ready to go on display and to show people the naval history, basically. There's a lot of work gone in there and it's come out very nicely.
What keeps you going through those long hours?
It's just fun being here, basically. We're volunteers, we wouldn't do it if it wasn't fun.
Volunteers at work on the first wooden boat to be built in 50 years, and listening to that is Jim Brooke-Jones, the yard manager of the International Boat Building Training College, which will soon be opening at Boathouse Number 4. Morning, Jim.
Good morning.
So that's lovely to hear that. I mean, is that really the case then, the first wooden boat to be built in half a century?
Yes, it really is. Yes, in the 1960s, fiberglass came in, and since then, wooden boats haven't been built in the dockyard. So it's quite an incredible thing that right now, a 23-foot boat is being built in Boathouse 5 by volunteers under the supervision of the IBTC. They are the International Boat Building Training College. And, of course, we'll be opening in Boathouse 4 in about 2 months, offering courses in traditional wooden boat building. But, of course, these skills they learn are completely transferable to all kinds of woodwork.
Yeah, and these courses run for a full 47 weeks, don't they?
They do run for 47 weeks, but people can do parts of the courses. They can do shorter modules. We will be offering day courses, weekend and week courses. There'll be family drop-in days. It's a Heritage Lottery-funded project, and the HLF will be funding some great activity days. So we'd like people to come in. It's free to enter. And, of course, in the middle of the summer, when the college is up and running, we will also have an exhibition space up on the mezzanine floor where our boat collection will be on display, and there'll be a lot of fun activities for families to get involved with.
So you're seeing it as a new tourist attraction, basically, as well, aren't you?
Well, I think it's a spin-off. What we are doing and really focusing on is training the next generation of boat builders in Portsmouth and in Great Britain. It's very important that we keep these skills alive. But I think it's going to be a real addition to the dockyard. It's going to be fascinating for people to come through and see boat building actually happening before their eyes.